So they were sent to prison, she and Berkman. And spent 2 years in prison from 1917 to 1919. And Emma Goldman in prison, well, she had a remarkable effect on other prisoners. They looked upon her as a leader, a mother. She took care of them. She nurtured them. She was a nurse. But aside from that, she was just a person who cared for all the human beings that she encountered in prison. Berkman went to Atlanta Federal Penitentiary, where he served what prisoners call hard time, punished again and again, put in solitary again and again. And if you want to get an idea of what he suffered in Western Pennsylvania State Penitentiary in those 14 years, which almost drove him to suicide, which drove many of his fellow prisoners to suicide, you'd have to read the prison memoirs of an anarchist. But in 1919, they came out of prison with deportation proceedings against them to send them back to Russia. And J. Edgar Hoover appeared at their deportation proceedings he's been there a long time. J. Edgar Hoover taking a hand in their deportation proceedings, referred to them as two of the most dangerous people in America. And so they and other people picked up in the Palmer Raids, you know, the sweeping of radicals and socialists and the labor organizers, or you know, without trial or anything, without hearings or anything, put them on the ship, send them across the ocean. And so they were sent back to Russia. They'd come from Tsarist Russia, but they were sent back to what was now in 1919 Soviet Russia. And this becomes all this, of course, is a whole new phase of their lives. And I can see already that I'm never going to get to all the things I want to talk about, but that's okay. You can read. They arrive in the Soviet Union, fresh from with a revolution, and in a way, they're happy that a revolution took place in the Soviet Union, in Russia, right? Happy that the Tsarist regime is overthrown, but not happy with Bolshevik power, not happy with what they see as the increasing repression of the Bolshevik government, not just against capitalists and bourgeois, but against other radicals, against anarchists, against people who protest against Soviet policies, criticize Soviet policies. They meet Lenin, they meet Trotsky, they meet Maxim Gorky. Gorky is putting out a little newspaper, Novaya Vremya. It's a newspaper in which Gorky criticizes the Bolshevik regime for sending troops against dissidents the way the Tsarist regime did. Now this is there, and finally the final blow to them is the rebellion of the Kronstadt sailors just outside of Petrograd, which is crushed by Lenin and Trotsky and the Soviet regime, the sailors who were dissatisfied with the conditions, who wanted the revolution to do more for them, than obviously was going to happen. And so the crushing, this was the end. They left the Soviet Union. They spent the rest of their lives as exiles in Europe, mostly in France. And Emma Goldman spent most of the remaining years in southern France, actually a nice place on the Mediterranean. But nice. And Berkman spent some time there, some time outside of Paris. They maintained this correspondence all these years, and you'd have to read this collection of their letters, Nowhere at Home, by the Drinans, the letters that they sent back. I brought it with me to read about 27 of them to you, but I feel that I can't make it. The